Hey there! Welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, their struggles, and victories. We have genuine and relatable conversations that dive deep into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's get into the amazing and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience. This is Madison.
And this is Algie.
And we are lucky enough to have a good friend named Callie with us today. Callie was one of our original podcast hostesses, but life happened, work happened, and unfortunately she couldn't jump right in. But we're so grateful to have her here today because she's going to introduce some new stuff to us.
I'm so excited to have you here, Callie. You're one of our good friends, and we wanted to make you a part of Trans Experience from the beginning, and I'm so excited that you get to do this support group. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself and this new project that we have
in hand? Yes, absolutely. Hi, ladies. My name is Callie. I'm so excited about Trans Experience support group. I really think it's a great place for us to fellowship and to love ourselves and to support each other. I'm so excited about the last couple meetings that we had, and I look forward to doing some more. You can find more information on the Facebook page for Trans Experience, and also you'll find the link at the end of this podcast.
So my question is, what is the main goal for this support group?
So the main goal of the support group is to really support each other, to support ourselves so that we could find love deep within who we are so that it can express itself from the inward out and we can become better, stronger, more loving, and more whole as trans women.
I love that. I'm so excited that it's happening. I personally am upset because things are still busy for me, so I'm not able to dive right into a support group. However, the one I went to today was phenomenal, and some really good conversations were had. I know the next one is April 21st, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's April 21st at Community Church of Hope in Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice. And they usually will start about 3 p.m., right?
Yeah, it'll be 3 to 4, and it's in the Melrose District.
So you can feel nice.
Nice and safe, and it's the LGBTQ+ community of Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice.
I love that. One of the other things that we wanted to do is we wanted to create a number to raise before we have it every Sunday. So as far as I know, it'll be every other Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we'll be meeting from 3 to 4, and this is going to be at that Community of Hope Church. And you know what? I'm excited for this because, as you said, we, as a community, we need places, we need spaces where we can feel safe, where we can feel supported. But not only that, but so that we don't feel alone, so that we're able to see representation and get advice on how people deal with you know, like, how do you deal with your hormones, or where do you get clothes, or mm-hmm. where do you go for therapy, or what are the good jobs, you know, like, being able to network like that in a community such as ours is so important because sometimes we feel a little bit left out. So what we're trying to do, and one of the things that we try to accomplish with this, is to create that network that we need in order for us to thrive in society. And what best way to, you know, like go into this society hand in hand with your sisters.
Amen. And I think it's important that, you know, we may, just like this podcast, we don't have all the answers, but we have our experiences. And I think collectively our experiences are so different that it lights the trail sometimes for people that are struggling with it.
You know what? And one of the things that I truly love about the support that we had today, the group that we had today, is that many conversations were had mm-hmm. and they were heartfelt, they were funny, there were some issues, there were, you know, like it was open to express and to feel, and it felt like a safe place where everybody else was listening to what I was saying. Mm-hmm. And that's so important for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really value the location that you chose, LG and Madison, because it is a rainbow-friendly church. So when we say church, it's not a closed-minded opportunity or place for us to not feel safe. So I feel like even when tears are falling and the conversations are getting really serious or funny, I feel like we could express ourselves, and that's so important because that's pretty much the basis of what we're doing this group for, so that we can learn to love and appreciate and accept and express ourselves.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
And amen to that. And I would love to take all the credit for us finding that place, but it was actually thanks to Ms. Regina, which some of you guys know, that she got me into contact with one of the pastors there, and we were able to work this out. as usually Ms. Regina opening doors, you know, for the trans community.
Yep, all the time.
And I really appreciate
that.
Thank
you, Regina.
Amen to that. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. Regina knew of a resource and she gave it to us. So now we're able to help more people and to be of support and be there for other individuals that might need it. And that's exactly the kind of sisterhood that we want to create. Another thing that I wanted to say is, I would like to get to know a little bit more about you. Like, if you can tell us, like, in a nutshell, who is Callie?
That's something that I'm working on every day. And that's a question that I really love asking myself. Honestly, when I look into the mirror, sometimes saying, you're beautiful, you're great, you're awesome, is not everything. Sometimes I have to look at myself and I have to say, who is Callie today? Mm. Who is Callie today? And where are we going to be going tomorrow? And what can we be today so that we can be better at tomorrow? And how can we look at yesterday so we can be better at today? And so those are all really like important parts of who I am as like the basis for like how I look at myself in the mirror. But when it comes to my life up until now and today, I've done a lot of growth. I actually struggled with a lot of addiction in my life. It was hard for me to come out. And so I have like a decade of experiences that have built on each other and developed who I am as a woman today, a trans woman. And I'm very proud to say that today I really, really love myself. I let others love me. I enjoy every moment, even the hard stuff. And I'm not afraid to let life let me live.
Amen.
I guess we forgot to mention that we did meet her at the same place where Maddie, Tay, and I met. So we're definitely recovering addicts that every day we try to do the best that we can with our life. And I think that when you said, I ask myself every day that, you know, what a beautiful thing that every day you get to grow a little bit more, that every day you get to decide, what is it that I want for Callie today? I think that as trans women, we've been fixated to help everybody else and to accomplish what everybody else wanted us to do. And we never took the time to say, like, what do I want? How can I better myself today? So thank you for those deep words, sisters.
Absolutely.
With that said,
all right, Maddie. So I decided last week when we were coming up with topics, I was like, you know what, our trans women, like that got pretty deep, they got pretty heavy. It needed to, out of respect, but at the same time, I was like, let's lighten it up a little bit. So
yeah.
I looked up the idea of the would you rather question. And so I thought that we would just throw out a handful of them and answer them. And just have a little bit of fun with it. And I decided we'll start it off with, where would it go? Whoa. Would you rather have the ability to be invisible or to read people's minds?
Ooh.
So, LG, would you rather be invisible or have the power to read people's minds?
Well, the way that I see it is, first of all, do I really want to have like what women want, you know, kind of episode or what men want and just know their every freaking thought? Now, if I was to be invisible, I wouldn't need to read their mind because I could be around them without them knowing. So I would get to know what's on their mind.
Ooh.
So I would say I would choose invisibility.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Callie?
Okay. So I love this question. So about reading people's minds, I feel like I kind of have like this sensibility, like this really like sensitivity to like emotional and spiritual kind of connections with people. And so I feel like I used to say that I could read people's minds, but now I know that I'm just sensitive to other people around me. And
I thought I could,
but I realized that it's really just the fact that I was being unrealistic and I needed to let me know what's going on in their minds. So
I say disclaimer,
that one's tricky for me.
I say disclaimer, as addicts, we all thought.
Amen to that.
What about you, Maddie?
I would actually rather read people's minds. I think that if I was invisible, I don't know if I'd always agree with what people were doing. You know, they say integrity is doing the right thing even when no one's watching. And I think that I'd be disappointed by some people because I learned in recovery that I don't need to know everything that they're doing, but I feel like if I could read their minds, like that's in phase. You know, I wouldn't be able to know what was going on after I was not in their company anymore. And I feel like I'm safer that way.
In retrospect, don't you think that it's actually the same thing? It's invading somebody's privacy.
Oh, absolutely. Period. But that's why I said I think that if you don't read their mind, I'm assuming that it takes into account when you read their mind that you can be with them. I think the invisible part, I think that you could be there anytime. And there are some people I don't want to disappoint me.
I want to be disappointed.
Right?
I feel like I want to touch on the invisibility part of things. I really have had some serious moments where I wanted to be invisible. I saw that movie Big Daddy, and not a trademark issue, but I like that movie because the little boy puts the sunglasses on.
Oh,
and
he's invisible. That's right.
And I used to do that myself as an adult because I was so afraid of the people around me.
Do you think this has to do with being trans? Like, we always wanted to hide? You know, like, I know in early recovery, I wish I could have been invisible in early recovery and early transition because I was like, I just want to hide away. Like, I don't want to be here, but I know I have to be here kind of thing. Ooh.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's because we're really ashamed of how we're seeing ourselves that we don't want others to see us like that. And so we want to go invisible.
I relate to that in my first year. Yeah.
But we're not physical enough to
my first year transitioning, I 100% wanted to be invisible all the time.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because, like, throughout my entire childhood, and I was quite visible by my family, but then once they started to see my tendencies, it's like I had those glasses on. You know what I mean? It's like I was invisible. And like I said, the only reason, like, in the fun part that I would choose invisibility is because, I would love to know what people do behind closed doors. Are you really practicing what you preach? Mm. But in retrospective, part of being invisible is like, I wouldn't, because I've been invisible my whole life. But I'm glad that you brought that up, Maddie.
Yeah.
Because it is true. Like, and not just that, sometimes we're invisible to society. You get what I'm saying? And
you want to be seen. Like right now, like I want to be seen.
Oh,
like,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, like at work, I went for this promotion and I still haven't heard back, but it's pretty sure I didn't get it. And I just like, I want to be seen now. You know, and that's it's a 180 from where I was 3 years ago.
Yeah, and for those of you who know how I dress and how I express myself with fashion, I am in love with myself so much, I want to be seen.
Amen.
When I go somewhere, I know I'm being seen.
And you do have the best wardrobe I've ever seen.
And I'm pretty proud of the growth, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. My question with that is, like, are we trying to be seen by what we're presenting to the world, or do we want to be seen by who we really are?
Well, I think that I'm being real for the first time.
Okay.
And let's see, I'm 39, so I transitioned to 35. So yeah, I think this is the first time I am being real. And the person they are seeing is who I am.
How much of you today, Callie, is real?
100%. 100%.
And she says it with conviction.
It looks different in different social moments with certain people, not because I am shifty or changed from person to person, but I can tell you that if I'm looking at myself in retrospect for like all the people that I've interacted with in the last couple days, 100%.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because I know that for myself, I was as real as the person in front of me allowed me to.
Yeah.
In my early transitioning, early years of my life, I always coiled back. I always pulled back and I always reserved a certain aspect of my life that I didn't want people to see.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me that was shameful, that was guilty, that prevented me from expressing myself and being who I truly was.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this before, at the age of 43, I no longer have that. I no longer feel like I need to impress anyone, that I need to validate myself by everyone. So being me is like, today people get the real LG.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's too much, whether it's too little, whether I think, and this is me saying, and then I think that Maddie's going to agree with a big amen right now. At times I can be too much, but I am not too much for those who truly love me, who truly care about me, and they embrace me for who I am. Maddie, you, Tay, Regina, all of my friends in recovery, you know, like my family and all of that. Today, they accept, whether it's too much or too little, they love who I am at my true core. Does that make any sense?
It does, but I think that for me, it also comes to a point where, like, I am being myself. However, I'm going to match your energy. I don't have to explain anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the work. I put the steps in, and I show up to every room being myself. Now, if you got some funky energy, I'm going to match your funky energy. Because I don't deserve to coil back, as you were doing, calling it. You know, I deserve to just be full frontal myself. If you don't like it, we can go. You know, I'm not going to fight you, obviously, but I'm saying, like, I'm no longer going to put Madison in a box to make you feel comfortable.
You're
going to
make a stand for yourself.
You know, I'm going to be as respectful as I ever will be, even if you're not being that way. But I'm not going to put Madison in a box because you're uncomfortable is all I have to say about that.
Love it. What are you going to say?
I love what you just said, Madison, because while you were talking, I was brought to this memory of when we first started to get to know each other.
Was it as awkward for y'all as it was for me?
No.
Because I never had trans friends before.
That was a new territory to it, but I wasn't.
Yeah. No, because listen, it's the same thing. Like, they get to how they get to each other. And so, like, for me, like, all the trans friends I had before that were in my drug world. And so they only took advantage of me and they only abused me and they only made me think that this is what friendship was. And so I met you guys in recovery and I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out recovery, much less a trans friendship, not realizing just like trans experience is a human experience. Trans friends are friends. You know, I was the one putting that shit out there and I was the one like, who the fuck are you before I get to know you? And so, yeah, us sniffing everybody out, you know, like, who are these women, you know?
Anyways. Yeah, I felt like you were so confident that it helped me to be confident with interacting with you as a fellow trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
I actually used to have a sense of phobia about that,
mm-hmm.
Because there were a lot of, I want to say, like, older trans women, because mm-hmm. older than me, that were less than friendly towards me. And honestly, it was a little bit of a fear that I had, you know. And when I met you guys, I was so excited to meet trans women that were my age, mm-hmm. and that were going through something similar to what I was going through, and that were supporting each other. And you guys were already friends by the time I met, because you were already at the AA meetings mm-hmm. and stuff, working together to support each other and others. And so when I got there, I was like, this is so great. And Madison, the reason I brought that up is because that you are so boisterous. I had told you that one time. I said, wow, you're so boisterous. You're so confident. You're so out there. And you have said, this is a choice. This yeah. is how I choose mm-hmm. to express myself in the confidence within so mm-hmm. that nothing else around me can break it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Thank you.
You know, I love that you guys bring that up, because I think that one of the reasons that I was able to be that confident and to be around other trans girls was because of the first trans friendship that I made here, which was with Miss Regina.
In Arizona or just
in Arizona? I've had other trans friends before that were, I know they loved me, but they were broken as I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that today. I know that in our mind at that time, they were broken, I was broken, mm-hmm. so we couldn't lift each other up.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that at least a friend that comes to mind, and I don't want to say her name, I know that she loved me, and I know that she cared a lot about me, because she proved it with her actions. But there's always this little thing inside of all of us, especially when we're being addicts, where we can't trust the other person. So that made us make decisions and made us do and say things that we didn't want to, hurting others mm-hmm. or hurting ourselves at times too. And that's where we were with her. So I was used to the friendships, in not just with the trans, but the LGBTQ+ community, where we do the reading. You know what I mean? When we read each other, and that was a sign of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the type of person that if back then, if you upset at me, I wanted to fight. So I couldn't sit there with you and just go back and forth, because I would get upset. Now, when I met Ms. Regina, she allowed me to see that I was projecting all of this anger onto other girls. And I was able not to stop being myself, but what I learned is this. So there's a thermometer and there's a thermostat, right? The thermometer personality is that one that changes depending on the environment. For example, if outside is hot and I take that thermometer outside, the temperature is going to rise. If I put it in the freezer, that thermometer is going to go low. So it's always adjusting to its surroundings. And that was me during my addiction and my early recovery. I was my emotions were a thermostat that it depended who I was with, where I was at, how were they talking to me. Like, anybody could come and change that. As I grew into recovery, as I grew into LG, into being the true me, I became more of a thermostat.
Mm.
I set my emotions at a level, and it doesn't matter where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Because I keep my cool. Mm-hmm. I keep LG being LG. Whether the people like it or not, isn't, and I'm not the one to own their person. I mean it, like, that's not me neither.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I don't like a situation that I'm in, I walk away from it, because mm-hmm. today I'm grown enough to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
I'm grown enough to use my words and to utilize what I know about LG to know when it's time to get up and leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know when it's time to stand for myself and without allowing my emotions to be a freaking roller coaster every single time that someone says or doesn't say something.
Right.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say that when I said that when I go out, like, I want to be seen, like, mm-hmm. I'm 100% okay with being seen. I think that was such a good illustration, LG, that you brought to the table about a thermostat. And that's actually like what I was trying to express as well, is that being yourself is kind of like an autonomous thing in a way, but you still have to allow like other people to come in. And so being confident with the idea or the concept that people are going to be seeing you, mm-hmm. that you are going to be seen, and that it's okay to be, you know, to be seen as human and to allow yourself to go about your days with confidence and without worrying about every little thing, about being hyper emotional and things like that. That's like something that is so important for us trans women to provide to ourselves. Even if it takes a while, if you're not at that point right now, you can get to that point.
Yeah.
If it's something that you want and it's something that we all need, you can reach that goal.
Amen to that.
And boy, did we get sidetracked, huh? Talk about a tangent.
See, and this
is what I love it.
And this is what I love about the conversations that we have, because this is exactly what we want people to, we want you guys to do those questions to yourself, to ask yourselves something so simple that can be a game, can always be brought into bringing us together, into knowing a little bit more about ourselves. You know what I mean? One of the reasons that we do this podcast is because we have the freedom to express ourselves.
And we like to hear ourselves talk.
I listen to my podcast every day. No, but what I mean is, like, it's a safe environment, and that's why sometimes we don't follow the format, because, like, we have an open conversation.
We have a format. Nobody told me we had a format.
Because this is why, because we are open, and we go with the flow, and we go with what the other person needs to say and needs to express. And a lot of times our conversations might sidetrack, but it's because it's something that we need to discuss.
And no, and that's what I love, is because it went where it needed to go, you know?
But Maddie, please.
Oh, I have another one.
Give us another question so that we can spend another 20 minutes talking about
it. No, we'll make this real quick. I want to do a quick episode. Okay, the last one is, would you rather be followed by a band wherever you go or by someone narrating your life?
Oh, I got an answer.
Okay.
Okay, so is it a band of musicians or a band
Let's
of thieves?
Assume. If
it's a band of thieves,
that girl with Jack Sparrow and shit.
If it's a band of thieves or thugs, then it's a heck no.
It's a band of thugs, like, hey,
LG got you.
Hey.
Yeah.
But if it's a band of musicians, they better be following me.
They are following you.
I'm not gonna be seen ever following a musician that close, because
no, the band is following you.
It would be so uncomfortable.
So which one would you want? The band following you, or someone narrating your life
the entire day?
The entire day,
the rest of your life.
Who's sexier?
The band or a narrator? Girl.
What are you into? Seriously, I love music, so I would have
the
to
band?
Say the musical band.
She have her Beyonce moment.
Right?
Yeah.
What about you, love? Which one would you like?
I would want someone narrating my life, because I'm
you
fucking
would.
Hilarious.
You would.
Listen, the shit that I get myself into, like this morning, fell in the shower, okay? Like the stuff that I am doing just on my own is hilarious.
For myself, and this is what came to mind when you asked the questions. I don't know if you guys remember the pimp rallies at your high school.
I said,
should have seen their faces. They were having a flashback. They were looking at each other like, oh my God, he found us.
I feel seen.
We wanted to be seen. No, the rallies they used to, the pep rallies.
Pep rallies.
Yeah.
The rallies. And there was always this like song, at least at my school, they would say, it was like, dun, 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 dun. And you can feel like the drums on the bleachers, you know, like that excitement and the happiness and like the hype up. Like if I was to wake up every morning with that, like, dun, 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 you know, like you come out twerking out of bed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I was going to say, I'll be twerking all over the wall.
For me, I think that's why I would choose the band, because it enlivens things. Music always brings out such a good emotion if you listen to the right music at the right time. Someone narrating my life, here's the thing, like, I already tell myself daily, really, bitch, you did that? I don't need somebody else pointing it out.
I do. I'm in. Point it out. Let's post that shit.
Do you really like that?
Are you going to do another one? What? Oh, yeah. I think having a narrator would be great. Mm-hmm. I think having a narrator would be probably one of the best things ever, because it adds that extra comic like part on top of it, mm-hmm. because nothing in my life is like super duper serious, but the things that I do on my own, like even I, like you were saying, like I look at myself going, what the fuck was I thinking? But if someone was narrating that, I think I would enjoy it 10 times
more. I feel like I have my stance on that, because there were times in my life where I was a total compliment leech. And that's all I ever wanted was to somebody to tell me how I look, how do I feel, how am I presenting myself in the
house? I think that's different.
And now I don't want that. Yeah. I want to just trust and believe that I am doing and standing where I'm supposed to be.
I thought the first second you were on the bus, Keisha, called trust and believe. Yeah.
No, I think that you have a good point, but I think that the narrator would not be a validator. And that's what you're talking about. The narrator's not a validator.
Oh, then
I'm going to use that. The narrator is not a validator.
Listen, I come with some wisdom. Oh, you want me to do what LG does? Guys, the narrator is not the validator. And then she like stops talking again. That's when she thinks she said something important.
I love it because like she, here's the thing, like, I never caught myself, nor do I think that she thinks that I pause because I want to say like for special effect. I pause because, as y'all know, my accent and my English is a second language. Exactly. So sometimes I pause so I don't be saying shit like pen rally. You know what I mean? Like, and this may just be thinking it's because, like, I want to be dramatic and shit.
You are.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to say before you go on with that. So when you said the narrator and you said, like, the stupid shit that happens and then you fell, whatever.
Yeah.
So this one time I was in my bed. I was, like, probably 12 at night. And I'm watching this video, and it was about an exercise that will help your back stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So the exercise was, you lay on your bed with half your body leaning down, like and you lay your chest on the floor with your upper body resting on the bed and your legs back, and then you let yourself down, right?
That sounds like training for Cirque du Soleil.
Hold up. So you guys see where my bed is at, right? Mm-hmm. And where my dresser is at.
Yeah.
It's probably like a foot in between.
Yeah.
Mind you guys, for those that don't know me, I'm like almost I'm a little bit over 300 pounds. So I'm laying in my bed and I'm like, bitch, why not?
Sounds like a good idea.
It did. Yeah. At that time, of course it did. So my father goes, and I put my chest, I do everything that they say, I curve my back and everything. And then the video said, and then let yourself just fall onto the floor, right? Like, let your weight fall on the floor.
They were talking about your size.
Girl, like, I'm laying there, and my head is almost underneath my freaking dresser. And I can't get up because I can't stop laughing. And all I'm thinking is, like, I'm falling and I can't get up. And then the next thought is, like, if cops come, like, if the fire department has to show up to my house and see me in this position, they're going to be like, so puzzled. Like, what the fuck were you attempting? But yeah, that would be funny to hear from another reader. So let's look at the next one.
Okay, one more. This is the last one then. Okay, last one is, would you rather a ding sound every time you wink or a pow pow sound every time you make a finger gun? I think I would want the pow pow.
First,
I want the pow pow. Because I love finger guns. So it's
oh my god.
Or you could wait.
If you can see LD's face right now, your mind did not go to
finger guns. This is the problem. I asked her to do another one. Like, I asked for this. And if you would have seen Maddie when she said the wink and winked her eye, and then she did the guns and everything. Like, this is why I tell them that we need to start doing video recordings.
Because this is why I need a narrator.
Because she's just like, ding, 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 ding. Which, why would it be pow, pow?
Pow, 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 pow.
It's bang, bang.
No, it's pow. The thing is pow, pow.
Yeah, but why would
you don't get to change the rules?
Just because you don't
a gun goes bang.
No, a finger gun goes pow pow.
No. No, no, no.
Finger guns go pow pow.
My granny went pow pow on my ass.
No, that's thinking. Anyway, so would you rather ding when you wink or a pow pow with beer?
I want to say that I'm actually a winker.
Okay, so you get the ding.
When I like somebody enough, or like I catch a good glimpse of their eye, yeah, and the moment happens, yeah, like my face just naturally starts squinching up. And I wink.
Hold on, you had me until squinching up. Like, what is your face doing?
You know what I'm saying? My muscles hurt.
Like, you're trying to flirt, or like, but you look constipated?
No, but not the constipation part, okay?
You squinch it up? Give her a long say it.
Thank you. Love you. Basically, yeah. So I'm a natural winker. It comes naturally to me. So
you get a ding.
So I don't know if I want a sound effect because I like the quiet part of it.
I don't know.
I don't do finger guns. So I'm going to set the plink for the wink.
Okay. The blink for the wink.
The blink for the wink.
I'm a fuck, but I'm a blink for the wink.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Is it ding or the wink or pop out your finger guns?
I think the wink. As with you, like, I wink a lot.
I don't.
And like
about it.
Every time, it doesn't even have to be in a flirting way. It's just like when you're being like when you did something naughty, you know, or like when your lines, yeah, you know, the whole like.
Or when your eyelash is falling off.
I don't wear
eyelashes. I wear the fakes. LG, why don't you wear the fake lashes?
Okay, so another thing they make fun of me, Callie, now that you're here and maybe I can talk to you, because when it's Tay and Maddie, it's always
Anyone who's listened to the podcast knows that you answer your own questions.
I ask quite like for this, like, so for example, like I'll say like, why do we think that that's even possible to do? Let me tell you why. You know what I mean? But I don't mean it to go that way, but it's become a thing, I guess.
It is. It's cute.
But.
So you're going to ding your wink?
I'm not going to ding my wink. That sounds like. That sounds like.
Listen,
surgery
is there. I'm pow powing all day.
I'm not going to lie, all of that sounds a little risky. As soon as you said finger gun, my mind went super fast.
Right. First, mine went south of the border all the way back.
Yeah. So did your accent.
What?
That's because I am from south of the border.
Oh man.
This has been fun. This is exactly what we wanted. Like, here's the thing. We are definitely able to talk about topics that are serious and that affect our community. But we also want our community to understand that we're fun. We're fun people. We love to laugh. We love to smile. And one of the things that Maddie said today, and I love that, is that trans experience is the human experience. Nothing is different from us than anybody else. We're humans just as anybody else is. We laugh, we smile, we cry. You know, we go to work. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we play. Like, we have the same struggles that any human being on this planet have, given in different perceptions and in different concepts and in different conditions. But we all have something to struggle with, you know, every single day. And being able to sit with your friends, being able to have that support, and that's exactly what we want to do with Trans Experience Support Group, is have a group of friends where you guys can sit and talk about serious shit or laugh about, you know, like the pow pow and the wink wink and the constipation.
I think that, you know, for my end to close up, I think I'm grateful to have these experiences with people that I know aren't going to make me pay for it later, in the sense that I am going to regret what I said. I can be myself, I can have a different opinion, and it's okay.
And this is what I want you to feel safe at, Maddie. Like, in this podcast, anything you say, we will never tell anyone.
Thank you. I love secrets.
What about you, Callie? How was your experience like on your first time with us here?
I absolutely love you, ladies. I can hug every one of you right now. Aww. Oh my goodness, I love all of you. I love this experience. I love being trans, and I really, really am grateful to be a part of all of this amazing, amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, but we're doing it.
Amen to that. And just to let you guys know, don't forget, we have that trans support group coming up on April 21st from 3 to 4. For more details, you can definitely email us. You'll find the email on our link, or visit our webpage, and we'll definitely give you that information. Please stay tuned for more updates and for more content.
So excited to have you back.
Yeah.
Wait, who's back? Oh, you.
Me.
Is it me?
I didn't. I'm going to tell you, since we started this, I've never missed the recording.
Oh, God, here we go.
I'm just saying.
It's because we do it at your house.
True. Yeah.
And I do live in Tempe.
There was this one time that neither Maddie, or it was a time that you were supposed to come, like I think it was 2 weeks ago, but you had to work. So Maddie didn't show up, Tay didn't show up, and you didn't show up. And then because like I'm really shy, I was like, I'll record an episode myself. So in the back of our page, we do have an episode that I haven't posted yet, but it's just me being mature and professional without Maddie or Tay, because like you know how they is. So I was so professional.
She really does like to hear herself talk.
But I was so embarrassed. I was like, I'm not gonna embarrass them like that for them to see. Like, but it was actually a shit show.
All right, we're
back. With that said, thank you for listening. And this has been Trans Experience with
Madison,
MLG, and our guest host,
Callie.
You guys have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.